It seems a November evening just like any other outside the iconic temple of the Sagrada Familia, or Holy Family. But look a bit closer, and you can see that something is afoot. The first giveaway are two huge posters on two towers on both the Nativity and the Passion of Christ facade of the temple, welcoming Pope Benedict XVI. The second is an increase in security at the entrance points to this much-loved structure by the famed Spanish architect Antoni Gaudí. 6 months ago, if you were to have visited the church, what you would have seen would have been its developing beauty, certainly, and stunning views from on high. But still, very much a work in progress, with bulldozers digging into the foundations. Although the Sagrada Familia is by no means finished, 6 months on, the picture is very different. Gone are the diggers in the main nave, replaced with a glistening marble floor and seating for hundreds. Carefully placed lighting illuminates every nook and cranny, showing off the church's geometry, crafted high ceilings, and tree-like columns. With the Pope's visit to the temple so close, nothing is being left to chance. A group of nuns prepare how the altar will look on the day, and workmen continue to check structural details. In the midst of all these people is the 85-year-old unassuming chief architect Jordi Bonet, who has worked on the church devotedly for many years, and who is busily consulting with others to make sure everything goes to plan. Hundreds of volunteers have offered their services for the consecration of the Sagrada Familia, and sitting in the seats that will occupy guests on Sunday, they are given instructions about the tasks they will perform.
Yes, it is a voluntary work, so we knew the Pope was coming, and we knew that many people were needed, you know, to help, because it's such a big, huge event, so we volunteered to help.
There is a sense of awe being in the Sagrada Familia at this time, as people lovingly go about their duties in preparation for this remarkable event, the consecration of the temple and altar by Pope Benedict XVI. People you speak to here really think of the temple as a people's church and are looking forward to the prospect of future liturgical celebrations here. In the words of Gaudí himself, the Sagrada Familia is a church made by the people and mirrored in them. It is a work that is in the hands of God and the will of the people. One can't help thinking, as we approach this historic event, that Gaudí would be very proud. In Spain, I'm Lydia O'Kane.